Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I have two guests today telling us about the event you just heard at the end of the cultural calendar, the 7th Annual Civil War Living History Weekend. Daphne Holmes is with us. She is from the Cameron Art Museum, the Curator of Public Programs. She's brought with her Larry Kroom, an historian and historical reenactor, and they will tell us all about the events on Saturday and Sunday on the grounds of the Cameron Art Museum. So first of all, welcome. Thank you both for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Larry, let's ask you first about the actual Battle of Forks Road, which took place on that site. Would you tell us about the history of the site, the significance of the battle?
Well, after the fall of Fort Fisher, the Union troops forced Hoke off of Sugarloaf. And everybody in this area knows where Sugarloaf is, down at State Park. And the last stand or the last defense of Wilmington happened right on the Cameron Arts Museum property. Mm. The original trenchments are there. So this happened in February. We're right at the same period that we are 150-some years ago. And the Confederates come in and entrench there. And the Union was to follow. The U.S. Colored Troops, 5th Ohio, and others under the command of Terry, General Terry, forced us to come right into Wilmington, and it happened right there. And then the last day, the Confederates actually left the entrenchments and fell back into Wilmington and burned Wilmington and got rid of the things that we thought that the Union could use and left Wilmington either by rail or by a way of a ferry at Castle Hang, Blossom Ferry.
Now, your own people, ancestors of yours, participated in the Battle of Forks Road. Who was that?
Mine actually didn't. Mine was in the 1st North Carolina Infantry, but a lot of other reactors, we've got some that their ancestors actually fought on these same grounds. And that's what makes a reenactor is chasing his ancestors' footsteps and doing the same things that he did.
What were the conditions like for soldiers on that site in that day?
They were, it's at the latter part of the war in 1865.
Everybody pretty bedraggled by that point.
By then, they were pretty worn down and ready for it to be over with.
I imagine so.
We got brother against brother on this site.
Yeah.
The Horn brothers were... One dropped in to see his mother from the Confederacy, and then when the Union come by, his brother went to see his mother also. And she said, son, your brother was here yesterday. So
that's the horrible thing about a civil war, is it does pit people against each other that have been close, and maybe still are close, but there they are in the roles that they've been assigned by history. Let's talk about the events that are happening on Saturday from 9 to 5 on the grounds of the Cameron Art Museum and also within the museum, and then Sunday from 9 to 2. Let's talk with you, Daphne Holmes, about it's a family event. Tell us about the opening ceremony that will go into the various things that are happening.
Sure. It's a family event and free and open to everyone. The grounds open at 9 o'clock because there are early risers who like to talk to the reenactors before things get started, and the museum itself will be open so they can see the exhibits. At 10:30, we have the official opening ceremony with Mayor Sappho, Commissioner Barfield, Chris Fonville, who is the definitive historian for our site and for a lot of the Wilmington battles, Malcolm Beach, who is a U.S. Colored Troop reenactor, Ann Brennan, the CAMS director, will basically MC the opening ceremony. So remarks, some sound of rifle fire, and then we proceed into the rest of the programming for the weekend. And on Sunday, even though the site closes at 2, the museum will remain open until 5 with still programs and things going on. We have a Civil War era exhibition that is up, and Ann Brennan will do a tour each day for that. So lots going on.
The tour is 3 o'clock on Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday with Ann Brennan walking you through an exhibit of Civil War era drawings. But actually on the site, on the land there where the museum is, there will be skirmishes reenacted with the infantry and artillery demos. What can you tell us about the encampment?
The encampment will be open at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Everything we do is tried to be as period as it was then. We've got period blacksmith working there, then it builds a lot of the tools that we use doing the reenactments and securing our tents. Also, we'll be doing artillery demonstrations on the hour and infantry drill. The infantry drill that we used today, or used then, is still used today. It's the same motions that our military uses today. So it was good then, and it stands today. Anytime that you have a reenactment like this, the people like to come in and just try to find out more information about their ancestries. There'll be George Davis Camp will be there with SCVs, Sons of Confederate Veterans, and they will have all the history books there, all the troop records of North and some of South Carolina to come. And if you're interested about your ancestry and where they come from, we just never listened to our elders. Now we wish we had, but there's so much history lost, and that's what we mostly do, is portray the history and our heritage and remember them.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Larry Kroom, an historian and historical reenactor who will be part of this 7th Annual Civil War Living History Weekend on the grounds of the Cameron Art Museum, reenacting the Battle of Forks Road. And Daphne Holmes, the curator of public programs for Cameron Art Museum, is here as well. Besides that's everything that's going on the grounds, there will be some period music and games and art activities. Can you tell us about that, Daphne?
Sure, but let me also say, as part of what's happening on the grounds, because this is a big draw for many people, Saturday at 2 o'clock is when the battle happens, and Sunday at 1 o'clock is when the battle happens.
All right.
So for the neighbors, there'll be some noise. But our clay studio will be open. Hiroshi Tsuyoshi and some of his volunteers will be throwing pots and doing clay demonstrations. We have William Ritter, who is actually the son of one of the artists that's in an exhibit we currently have up of North Carolina Living Treasures. Richard Ritter's work is there, glasswork. William is an old-time musician aficionado, so he's bringing his fiddle and banjo and other, as he said, stringed instruments down. He lives up in the mountains. He's coming down. He's going to do a concert, a brief one Saturday starting at 12:15, and then he'll probably be either on the grounds or alternating between the grounds and in the Civil War exhibit providing some music. United Daughters of the Confederacy will do a program at 1 o'clock talking about what life was like for those left behind, the women, the children, the men who couldn't fight for whatever reasons, and in that context showing you what was appropriate fashion for that era if you were in mourning for your loved ones, going about your daily life, et cetera. It's not all hoop skirts all the time. It just isn't.
Right.
We'll have various Civil War documentaries running throughout both days.
Boy, it's a lot. Amazing.
Kids at CAM will move outside to the grounds both days from 11 to 2, so hands-on period-themed art activities. We'll have food with Ms. Cheesy's food truck both days. She's doing breakfast and lunch. She'll be out there starting at 9 o'clock both days, so bring your appetite and your wallet. Just a lot going on, as Larry said. There'll be sutlers there. Old Books on Front Street will be there selling Civil War era books and so forth, the history of Wilmington and things like that. There'll be other authors selling. Just a lot going on. It's all on our website. The entire schedule is on the site. We're having our second annual Ghost Walk with Hallie Burton Park.
Oh, yes.
But that's totally sold out, folks. Sorry.
Okay.
But you can read about it on the website.
Next year,
sign up for our e-blast and you'll know about it on the front end, and you can sign right up for the next Ghost Walk. So we'll be doing that, and we've enlarged it from last year. Just an awful lot going on, both indoors and out, and hopefully people will come out and enjoy it. We're supposed to have good weather, so.
Good. Might get some rain this afternoon. It might be kind of mushy conditions for those foot soldiers, but we'll see how it goes today.
It's sandy there, so it'll go in pretty well.
Water will just drain right on through. CameronArtMuseum.com is the website. You can read the whole schedule, figure out what part or maybe all of the day that you want to be there. All the events are going on from 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 2 on Sunday. The museum is open all the way until 5 on Sunday if you want to see the Civil War era drawings inside. Just a minute left, Daphne. You mentioned some other ongoing Civil War events and exhibits.
But I would be remiss if I didn't say at 10:30 Saturday ceremony, Chris Vaughn will be one of the speakers. And on Saturday and Sunday, Chris will do battle site walking tours.
Oh, please. Yes, he's so wonderful. Good.
Other things, thanks to Larry's initiative and enthusiasm, the First North Carolina is going to make the Art Museum in their home site. So they and hopefully another reenactment group of U.S. colored troops will be on the site throughout the year, periodically doing things open to the public. And that's a wonderful opportunity for us to stretch our programming beyond a very packed 2 days in February every year. We'll continue always to do that. But this is a chance for greater continuity and for people to have more of a one-on-one with the reenactors that are on the grounds.
Great.
So we're excited about that and hope to have that up and running in April, we hope.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, that's great to have it ongoing because people in this area are so fascinated with that particular time in our history, understandably so. This is WHQR. I've been talking with Daphne Holmes from the Cameron Art Museum, the Curator of Public Programs, and Larry Kroom, historian and historical reenactor, about the 7th Annual Civil War Living History Weekend. Check out CameronArtMuseum.com for all the details. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.